From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, December 10th. Just ahead, like many other hospitals, Kirby Medical Center in Monticello has seen an uptick in COVID-19 hospitalizations in recent months. We'll get details from Illinois Newsroom's health reporter, Christine Herman. But first, these headlines. The state's Department of Public Health reported more than 8,200 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday and 179 additional deaths from the virus. So far, more than 13,600 people have died statewide. The state's rolling 7-day case positivity rate was below 10% for a second straight day. Nearly 5,300 people are in the hospital in Illinois for COVID-19, and roughly a fifth of those patients are in the ICU. A huge increase in firearm purchases nationwide this year has exacerbated an already backlogged system for gun owners to register with the state of Illinois. Hannah Meisel reports.
There are currently 145,000 applications for firearm identification cards pending review from the Illinois State Police. Wait time for a FOID card or FOID renewal is about 4 months. Republican lawmakers, whose offices field tons of calls about the cards and concealed carry delays, are demanding Pritzker fix the issue, or...
We need to suspend the FOID system until they can get it under control and stop violating people's Second Amendment rights.
That's Representative C.D. Davidsmeyer of Jacksonville. Pritzker says that's not an option, but insists he shares the lawmakers' ultimate goal.
We certainly want to bring down that backlog.
In a statement Wednesday, the state police chief, a Pritzker appointee, says the agency has hired dozens more people to process applications more quickly. But he also says lawmakers need to empower the agency to modernize its system, which would require more funding in an already cash-strapped state. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Illinois health officials want people to be prepared for the possibility of mild and temporary side effects from the coronavirus vaccine. Up to a quarter of vaccine trial participants reported having a fever, headache, or a general sense of malaise. But Illinois Department of Public Health Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike says that's no reason for a healthy adult to not get the vaccine when they become eligible.
We are aware of that. We're wanting to make sure that people are aware of that so that if they experience some of those symptoms or all of them, that they don't think that something's wrong, but instead understand that that is an effect of the vaccine.
Ezike says the trials show those symptoms often appear after the second vaccine dose, though Pfizer also said this week that one dose may be enough. After older people in the UK were given the world's first non-trial vaccine doses yesterday, two had allergic reactions but were able to recover after administering their EpiPens. Just three Democrats will run for mayor of Urbana in the upcoming primary election. The city's electoral board voted yesterday to remove former basketball player Verdell Jones III from the ballot. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
Urbana City Clerk Phyllis Clark says the strongest point of the objection filed against Jones's ballot petitions is that he hasn't lived in the city continuously for at least a year, as state election law requires. The removal of Jones from the ballot leaves three other Democrats running for mayor in the February 23rd primary, Alderman Dennis Roberts, University of Illinois student Andy Ma, and incumbent Mayor Diane Marlin. No Republicans have filed to run for mayor in the primary, but Republicans could file petitions to run a candidate in the consolidated election April 6th. The filing period for that election begins next week. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
Two more people have died from COVID-19 in Champaign County, according to the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District. Since the pandemic began, 72 people have died from COVID-19 countywide. Champaign public health officials also reported 119 new cases of the coronavirus yesterday. The county is now dealing with more than 1,000 active cases. At Carle Foundation Hospital in Urbana, which serves the broader region, there are 66 patients with COVID-19, including 13 patients in the ICU. Still to come, Illinois Newsroom's health reporter Christine Herman continues her check-ins with area hospitals to see how they're dealing with COVID-19. We'll hear from Kirby Medical Center in Monticello next on 217 Today.
Hey, this is Eunice Alpasan, engagement producer for The 21st. You can help shape our news coverage. Here's how it works. Just text the word TALK to 217-803-0730. We'll send you weekly questions on issues affecting Illinois. We might even mention your answers on the 21st. Text TALK to 217-803-0730 and join the conversation.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Kirby Medical Center in Piatt County is one of 53 critical access hospitals in Illinois. That's a federal designation for hospitals providing essential health services in rural areas. The Monticello Hospital has an emergency department and 16 inpatient beds. Illinois Newsroom's health reporter Christine Herman is checking in with Central Illinois hospitals throughout the pandemic. She spoke with Kirby Medical Center CEO Stephen Tenhouse about a recent uptick in hospitalizations.
We haven't seen really a significant amount of COVID patients within those inpatient beds, but you know what we're feeling is obviously the compression from the hospitals around us that are seeing a lot more. It's also flu season, so people just typically are sicker this time of year and generally need more hospitalizations. So those two things combined have definitely pushed our census and the patients we see to a higher level.
So you're saying that you're seeing more patients from the area who might typically go to other places for care, or are you seeing patients from other areas coming to you because maybe other hospitals are filling up?
It's a little bit of both. It's hard for, it's not impossible, but it is more difficult this year than ever before for patients to get a timely hospitalization. And therefore I think we are seeing some of that here, but you know, again, you know, we're a community hospital. We provide great care, and you know, it's great to see people trust us with that care too.
I've looked at statewide data on hospital capacity, and at least for ICU beds, lots of regions across the state are 80% or nearing that point. Have you guys gotten to the point of being concerned about capacity?
Well, we don't have an ICU here at Kirby Medical Center. So any ICU patients would be transferred to another hospital around us. And that, you know, at times has been difficult, you know, to find a placement. But, you know, we can still isolate patients and manage them that aren't in need of an intensive care unit here at Kirby. And that has been some of the uptick on the inpatient side that we have seen, is just caring for those patients locally.
Can you talk about what that process is like, and if it's gotten more challenging to find a space for patients that need a higher level of care? When I attended a recent Champaign County press conference, OSF and Carl representatives were there, and I believe both of them mentioned that they get calls from rural hospitals and that they're getting calls from farther and farther away than they typically get to get patients transferred in, and that many of those hospitals will say, you're the 10th place, 15th place, we've call to find a bed for this patient. Have you encountered those kinds of scenarios as a rural hospital trying to find a place for a patient?
Yes, and a lot of times it will depend on what the patient's care need is. Maybe will impact, you know, the type of bed that's needed and what's available. But yes, and again, I would say, especially this year and this time of year, it has been more difficult, and it's no one's fault. It's the result of the pandemic and the spread of COVID. But again, you know, all those hospitals around us do a fantastic job of trying to accommodate what that need. And our emergency department physicians, you know, or our hospitalist group will communicate with those other hospitals to, again, to try to find that placement and to get that patient moved to that higher level of care.
That's Kirby Medical Center CEO Stephen Tenhouse speaking with Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman. And finally, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see mostly sunny skies and another day of unseasonably warm temperatures with a high of 60 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Jim Meadows, and Christine Herman. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.